Hello?
Thank
Hello?
you for this is Makayla from customer support returning your call. How may I assist you?
Ma'am, I have a bill on my bank for $39, and I have no idea because no one in my family bought anything from y'all.
Okay, I could take a look into it for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
Well, I don't know where you ship to. You know what I'm saying? I got the bill. I got no product. I got nothing. I didn't even know you existed.
Okay, so we just have to, in order for us to assist you, we have to be able to pull up an account to see if we can pull up an account.
My zip code where I live is 08080.
Okay, and what would be your first and last name?
Vince, VINCE. Schmidt, SCHMIDT.
Okay, just a moment.
What kind of store are you?
Well, this is a third-party call center. We service over 400 companies and products, which is why we have to have an account up first before we can further assist you and know what you were charged for. So I do have a Vince Smith associated with that zip code. Could you confirm the shipping address for me for security purposes?
8 Garten Court.
Okay, just a moment to take a look into that for you. Okay, so I do see on September the 22nd, which was when the account was officially opened, it looks like you entered our sweepstakes for a chance to win the Yeti Tundra Haul, so a cooler. Yes, so you do, it does inform you that you originally pay, well, verbatim, what it says is congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We will select one customer out of every 1,000 entries to win. By entering, you agreed to pay. You paid $5.74 because you used the MasterCard, but you would have agreed to pay $7.95 the day you place your order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be billed 2 days later to enter the main contest to win, and one contestant will be chosen out of the 100 to win. Therefore, until you win, every 30 days you will be entered to win for the price of $56.95. Conveniently from your billing source to enter the sweepstakes, which ultimately increases your chances to win by 50%. It also states that you can cancel this at any time to prevent future charges, but due to the fact that you did not call in after entering that sweepstakes, it assumes you wanted to continue to be entered into that.
No, that's that. I mean, no offense, but if that was somewhere in the fine print when it says enter for a free this or a free that, there that's bogus, and I'll dispute the charges because that's there's nowhere that I would have signed up for anything that would have charged me in perpetuity until I win a cooler.
Well, it is a valid charge, sir. What happened if you did attempt to dispute the charges? If the bank would contact us, we would inform them of our terms and conditions, and it will result in a chargeback. We can definitely go ahead and cancel out this account to prevent any future charges, and as a courtesy, we are willing to offer you a 50% refund off that most recent charge.
But ma'am, at this point, with the way this is going down, I will have my bank not refund the money and dispute it and be done with this because it's predatory. It might even be illegal.
It's
And
not
I would have to
illegal,
have my
sir, because
attorney,
it's in
and
the
I would have
terms
to
and
have my I
conditions.
ma'am, I would have to have my attorney look at it, which I'm willing to do. So you can either refund me the $39 or we can move forward with this with the bank and the actions. It's up to you. Because that if it's in the fine print, it's so fine that you can't read it, and or then why did you say free? I mean, that's just it's predatory. There's no way that's ridiculous. So
It
it's up
never
to you.
said
Whatever you want to
anything
do,
was
ma'am.
free on the site. It does inform you that you're entering into a sweepstakes, and it does inform you that you pay the $5.74 as an entry fee. In the terms and conditions, it informs you that you're entering into a monthly membership. I do understand that you may have overlooked that, but I can definitely go ahead and refund that most recent charge in full for you. I did also go ahead and cancel out the account as that is a recurring charge. Would you like to write down the confirmation number that the account was canceled?
Well, when you say you're going to refund $39,
Yes, that's what I just stated.
let me write the confirmation closure down.
Okay. So it is C as in Charlie?
One moment, please.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So C as in Charlie? 262?
Yes, ma'am.
765-039.
262-765-039.
Correct. And that is just your confirmation that the account was canceled and there won't be any more attempts to bill going further. The refund was put in and sent to your banking institution. It may take 3 to 5 business days to receive your refund if that is dependent upon your banking institution. You also should
Thank
have gotten an email letting you know you were refunded.
Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day.